I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. Hartford residents gathered Thursday at a city school to talk about a report that found the school district failed to protect students from abuse and neglect for the last decade. District leaders have a plan in place to address this long-standing problem. The report from the Office of the Child Advocate documented how allegations had been made against a now former school administrator for inappropriately touching and interacting with students as far back as 2007, and how the administrator was later promoted. State investigators looked further and found problems throughout the schools and concluded that the district wasn't adequately protecting its students.
It kind of scares me to know that children were being molested or neglected and abused, and nobody said, could you imagine how them children felt coming to school every day?
That's Sapphire Snyder speaking with WNPR before the community forum at Milner School. Her 7-year-old son goes there. Parents want accountability. Some pointed out that these findings are nothing new and that they've grown used to being angry and disgusted with the district. Acting Superintendent Leslie Torres Rodriguez says that almost all teachers and staff have since been trained on how to report these allegations. For years, many of them didn't know what to do.
All that is required, right, for that trigger to trigger a report is that there's suspicion of abuse and or neglect. And so it's not our job to determine substantiation or not.
The district outlined several steps it's taken and will be taking to fix the problem. Officials say it's going to take years to change what's been described as a culture of acquiescence. The district is planning on having more of these forums to explain this process and get community feedback. David DeRoche, WNPR News.